As a financial advisor, I meet three types of people: the pessimist, the impatient, and the intelligent investor. All three of them have distinct views about investing. Continue listening to this episode until the end to find out which type you are and to learn the five golden rules of successful investing. Welcome to My Two Fills podcast, the show that helps you grow wealth, create passive income, and achieve your financial goals faster. I'm your host Damodar Mata, author, blogger, and financial advisor in Dubai with more than a decade's experience in helping people win with money. Let's begin today's episode with a question. Why invest your savings? Why can't you just keep your money in a bank or maybe under your mattress? Why take all the effort and risk with investing? With so much uncertainty around us, last 2 years there was COVID, and recently there is this Ukraine and Russia war. With so much uncertainty around us, why take the risk with investing? Let's see. Imagine a monster eating away at your savings for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is inflation for you. With inflation, the purchasing power of your money reduces every year. It is negative compounding, working relentlessly against you day and night. And the only antidote against inflation is investing. Investing not only helps you beat inflation, it also helps you grow wealth and achieve your financial goals faster. However, investing involves some amount of risk, and it can be efficiently managed if you follow the five golden rules of successful investing. Let's see what they are. Rule number one, investing is not gambling. As a financial advisor, I meet three types of people: the pessimists, the impatient, and the intelligent investor. The pessimist believes that investing is gambling and there is a huge amount of risk involved, so they stay away from it. They keep all their savings in a bank, assuming that they are not taking any risk. But they don't realize that they are still being subject to inflation risk, and the purchasing power of their money is reducing every year. They also don't realize that they run a risk of running out of money during retirement due to increasing life expectancy. I recently read a report by Professor Stuart Kim of the Stanford University. In this report, he talks about how life expectancy has increased in the last few decades and how he believes that a person who would live up to 200 years is already born and is living among us. As a result of increasing life expectancy, we are going to live longer than our parents or grandparents, and we're also going to spend more number of years during retirement than our parents and grandparents, which means we need a larger amount of savings, and the impact of inflation on this savings is more pronounced with increasing life expectancy. Hence, investing is very important to make your savings last throughout your long retirement age. If you are someone who believes investing is gambling and you are not taking any risk by keeping your money in a bank, please do remember that the interest rate paid by the bank on your deposit does not beat inflation, so you are always running the risk of falling short of your financial goals or having to delay your retirement or running out of money during retirement, particularly due to increasing life expectancy. Now let's discuss the second type, the impatient. The impatient also believe that investing is gambling. They look at this as an opportunity to make a quick buck, and so they invest all or most of their savings in assets that are way beyond their risk appetite. These are the kind of people who are easily lured into Ponzi schemes or get-rich-quick scams. They don't realize their folly until it is too late. By then, they have lost all or most of their savings, and it is too late then. Such people usually make huge profits on paper and very little or even losses in real life. Does this sound like you? If yes, you may also run the risk of not achieving your key financial goals or falling short of money during retirement. Now let's look at the third type, the intelligent investor. Unlike the impatient and the pessimists, intelligent investors believe Investing is not gambling. They wisely invest their savings in relatively safer assets over the long term. They usually have a financial plan and their investment decisions are guided by their financial plan. If you like this approach or if you're already following it, you are an intelligent investor. Unlike gambling, investing is not exciting. It is like cardio exercise, monotonous but very effective. It usually takes a while before you start seeing the results from investing, but you are more likely to grow lasting wealth and achieve your goals easily. If done correctly, investing can make you quite rich over time, and also you could achieve your goals faster if you take professional help. Rule number two, focus on your goals and not on market returns. When discussing investments with me, people usually ask, can this investment generate 15 to 20% return? My friend is earning 30% returns per annum on his investment. How can I do the same? My typical answer to them is, it is possible to generate high returns on investments during favorable conditions. But when the tide turns, you could be also staring at huge losses. Are you comfortable with that? Chasing higher returns or looking to beat a specific market may require investing in volatile assets that may not align with your risk appetite. Instead, it would be wise to focus on your goals and invest in assets that are aligned with your financial plans and risk appetite, making it easier for you to achieve them. Rule number three, don't get carried away. There will always be something new and novel that evokes speculative interest among masses. Throughout history, many investors have lost their life savings betting on these hot investment ideas. We saw it happening a few decades ago with tulips when they were considered brilliant investment opportunities. We saw it happening with internet stocks in 2001, real estate, energy stocks and emerging markets before 2008, and technology and bitcoins before in 2018. Now, we are seeing this happening with NFT, which are being considered as hot investment ideas. I don't know how long this hot investment idea would sustain. Whenever a sector is doing well, people become greedy and keep on investing in it, expecting it to grow further. They start believing that the situation is somehow different this time and continue to pump huge sums of money in the hottest sector, causing it to overheat and eventually blow up. Don't get lured into overheated investment ideas. Always remember Warren Buffett's quote in such situations, "Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful." Rule number four, a market correction is an opportunity. We all know that the markets go up and down all the time. A correction is when the share price in a market drops by about 10% and stabilizes. Market corrections typically last between a few days and a few months. If they fall by 20% or more, then it is called a bear market. Bear markets usually last for 3 months or more. However, we are noticing faster recoveries of late. Like how you should not be carried away by an overheated bull market, you should also not be perturbed by extended bear markets as well. It is important to stay invested and buy when valuations are cheap if possible. Remember this quote from Dividend Sensei, "Bull markets make you money, but bear markets make you rich." Rule number five, don't put all your eggs in one basket. I have lost a bet. I have lost my keys, but I have never lost a decade until now, said Sam Stowell, S&P's chief strategist. While many investors have preferred the S&P 500 index fund investment in the last few years, economists and seasoned investors sadly recollect the lost decade between January 2000 and December 2009. If you had invested in the S&P 500 index funds during the lost decade, your investment would have lost 39.9% value after adjusting for inflation. If you had invested $1,000 in gold during the same period, its value would have quadrupled to $4,000. Or if you had invested in emerging markets bond, you'd have earned almost 10% per annum returns on your investment. Even if you are invested in conservative US government bonds, its value would have doubled. Diversifying your investments in various asset classes depending upon your goals and investment horizon can help you preserve capital and earn a steady return on your portfolio. The five golden rules of successful investing can be summarized as follows. 1. Investing is not gambling. Stay invested for the long term. 2. Focus on your goals and not on market returns. 3. Don't get carried away. Be cautious during bull markets. 4. A market correction is an opportunity. Stay invested, or if possible, buy more during bear markets. 5. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify your investments. So, these are the five golden rules for successful investing. I hope you found them useful. Feel free to connect with me for a holistic financial planning session or to review your investment portfolio for a second opinion. Visit financialplanningindubai.com to arrange a free consultation. You are listening to My Two Fills podcast, the show that helps you grow wealth, create passive income, and achieve your financial goals faster. I'm your host Damodar Mata, author, blogger, and financial advisor in Dubai. Tune in every week for a brand new episode on how to win with money. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple or Google Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. Until next week, stay safe, stay invested.